Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guest is Mr. Scott Weber. He's the transportation planner for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carl.
You know, Scott, we've had several of your colleagues on the show before, but can you remind our listeners what is NERPC and what do you do?
Sure, Carl. So NERPC stands for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, which is why we like to give ourselves an easier-to-say acronym, NERPC. And we are the Metropolitan Planning Organization for Lake, Porter, and LaPorte counties in Northwest Indiana, as well as the Council of Governments for those three counties. And so as our function for a Metropolitan Planning Organization, NERPC is responsible for distributing federal funding into transportation programs, but we also, as part of our Council of Governments function, work on economic development and environmental concerns in our region as well. So we represent a board of fully elected officials from those three counties, mm-hmm. as well as 41 municipalities within those counties. So we have a very large board of 53 elected officials.
Okay. And so, you know, Scott, I know that NERPC is busy in the community and just doing a lot of different functions, but I know you're working on a new program called the Household Travel Survey. So what is it exactly that?
Right, Carl. So the Household Travel Survey is an effort that NERPC conducts roughly once every 10 years. So the last one we conducted was back in 2007 to 2008, somewhere around there. And what it is a survey to ask households throughout Northwest Indiana where they travel on a daily basis, our typical day of travel. So our goal with the Household Travel Survey is to get results from 2,000 households across the three counties that I mentioned, Lake, Porter, and LaPorte counties. And so that's what this really is about, is seeing what households' typical travel patterns are on an everyday basis, whether it be their commute trips to work, their routine errands, or maybe recreational travel to see what our great region has to offer.
So this can be anybody that can participate in this, is that correct?
Well, so in order to participate, a household must actually be invited by a mailing that many of them have already been sent out. We will be sending more as well. So you'll get a mailing in your mailbox, mm-hmm. that will indicate that you have been invited to participate in the survey, and it will explain the formats for what the next steps are, as well as how to respond, and that there's a $20 reward for completing the survey.
Wow. So who's conducting the survey, Scott?
So NERPC is sponsoring the survey, mm-hmm. but Westat, which is a consultant based out of Maryland with expertise in conducting household travel surveys across the nation, is the consultant that's actually conducting the survey. But really, I like to think that it's all of you, residents of Northwest Indiana out there, that are actually conducting the survey, because you're graciously providing the information that will help not only NERPC, but our whole region plan for our future.
You're listening to Green Fleet Radio on Lakeshore Public Radio. Our guest today is Mr. Scott Weber. He's the transportation planner for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission. So what happens with after that survey is completed? How do you compile this information? What goes into this, this program?
Right. So I did mention before that the reward is $20, mm-hmm. and that reward goes out only after a household fully completes the survey. And so how that would work is there'll be, first of all, the mailing that the household initially gets is just a screener mailing, asking them about their opinions about travel in Northwest Indiana in general, and also some contact information if they want to be followed up on and complete the survey. And so once they have actually been recruited to the survey through that initial response, then they enter the stage of where they're actually working on the core survey, where they report one day's worth of travel. That day of travel will be randomly assigned, mm-hmm. and that's the day that they're asked to record their travel everywhere they go during that one day. So it is only one day, but they have to record everywhere they've gone within that one day and the reasons that they went there and how they got there.
I see.
So that's, once that part is completed, then they get $20 cash reward.
Wonderful. So how can our listeners learn more about the survey and about NERPC?
Well, I would recommend the best resource out there right off the bat would be to go to our website, which is www.nirpc.org. And on that landing page, you'll find a wealth of information about NERPC as well as the survey. Also, I would recommend following NERPC on Facebook and Twitter. And again, those links are on our website as well. And mm-hmm. we're just starting in Instagram as well.
Wonderful. So when will this plan, I know this is, when will the survey be completed?
So we hope to complete the survey by Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We hope to reach those 2,000 households that I've mentioned by then.
And so are you seeing any trends in travel patterns now with some of the, initial surveys that have been completed?
So far, we are very much still in the collection phase. Mm-hmm. I have not looked at the actual results of where those travel patterns are. I have been able to see how many responses we've been getting in and still tracking that information very carefully. But we hope to see a wide variety of patterns emerge because we want to represent all of Northwest Indiana with this survey and not just the small clusterings of patterns. But we
sure.
want to see kind of the broad picture.
Okay. And as we come to the end of our program, Scott, any closing thoughts for our listeners on this travel survey and some of the upcoming events that NERPC potentially is hosting?
Well, if there's one takeaway from this conversation, Carl, it's that I hope Northwest Indiana residents and households see that NERPC is really trying to engage with all of you where you are.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, we all know that we're a diverse region and we have lots of interest. And this survey is just one effort to try to reach out to households where they might be. And as well as we have 20 to 50 planned pop-up events happening throughout the month of October, like we did last August.
Mm-hmm.
So these events are where we go out to events in the community. And we want to get your feedback about where we're going collectively as a region and hopefully launch a better 2050 plan, which we hope to have by next May of 2019.
Well, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Scott Weber, Transportation Planner for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.